it's your first episode, okay? Well, it's my first episode. It's our first episode, in short, yeah. So, excuse how my voice is going to be sounding. I don't have a setup as usual. I'm just going to be using my earphones. So, if it sounds kind of fuzzy-wuzzy, don't mind. Hopefully, with time, quality is going to get better, you know? But the content is always going to be at the top, okay? Content is always going to be at the top. So, today, I'm going to talk about bandwagons, okay? Bandwagons. And I'm not going to lie, yeah? I've jumped on major, stupid, idiot bandwagon, yeah? And that's not good, you know? What I'm trying to say, yeah, is try to be original. First thing first, yeah? I'm going to give you guys examples, you know? First, I'm going to start with the other gender. The girl them. So, what do I talk about the girl them, you know? I've never been a girl, but I know a lot of them, you know? So I think I can speak about them a little bit. So you guys are going to think like, what the fuck is this guy talking about? But especially this is towards the age I'm in, you know? Girl relationship. Girl are on relationship bandwagons, you know? So let me tell you how I know. Because a lot of girl has been with other brethren since I've been an adult, has just been a bandwagon thing. It's not even because they like their guy, it's just because they needed a relationship or in school to have a relationship and this kind climate so you could speak about it and take selfies, you know, you get what I'm trying to say. So man them is a little bit, but let's talk about the girls, as I said, with their bandwagons. Another bandwagon for the girl that it didn't happen as much when we were growing up, or maybe because we're just getting older and I don't know, but wigs. Bear girl have wigs. Girl with good hair have wigs now. That's what I'm trying to say. Girl with good hair have wigs. For me, you can't see because I always got to have a bandana, a cap, and when you see my hairline is crisp, but if my hairline was superb, I would never be covering up my hairline. I'll be face down, you know, showing you my nice scalp, you know. But now girl with good hair, like I would literally switch scalps with you, you know, if I could. And you're covering your good scalp. Why? Because Beyonce got it, because Nicki Minaj got it. No, don't jump on that bandwagon, okay? Another bandwagon that the girl do, it's not over here, but it's starting to come over here. Because I like the realness. I'm a real man. I like the real jelly, you know? You know them way. There's certain girl, me like it, you know? Me understand. Surgery. I'm not going to go too in because I don't really know much about it. But I watch them shows on MTV and all that thing, yeah? And they have implants on the girl, Betty's slid down to the back of her thigh and shit, you know? It just looks disgusting, you know? It just looks like some idiot workshop thing, you know? Because she just wanted, she never wanted to pay like the real doctor in Miami. Now she went to fucking Dr. Brooklyn or something, got some $150 implant, and now she dead, you know? It's just mad. So it's like, that's what I'm saying. That's a bandwagon. People are dying. Like, what do you call it? Brazilian butt lift. Now girl is dead. People are dying for bandwagons. Look, I understand it's human nature. We're very, what do I call it? Communal creatures. I don't know if that's the right word, but we like to do what other people are doing. So everything we do, a lot of the times, is because someone else done it. Even when the language you speak, we learn it from other people. Like we always do something someone is doing. Like know what's for you and know and what's not for you. I tell a lot of people straight up, you know, back in the day, you know, like I'm not saying back in the day, like, you know, back in the day, man was deep in drugs, you know. It's not a good thing, but that's a bad wagon, you know. So back in the day, man was, you know, the drugs weren't for me. What? And you know, when I was with the man, them, yes, bad man, all the drugs, you know, chilling in any kind of with the man, then, you know. Soon as by myself, you know, you're like, what the fuck, you know? It's cold with, you know, you get what I'm trying to say. It's long. So obviously, I'm not saying like, rah, you shouldn't do drugs or anything, you know. Everyone has that cup of poison, so, you know, that's what you want to do, that's what you want to do. But like, again, those are bandwagons. Know what's for you and know what's not for you. Be original, man. Look at me. Look at Ken's podcast started. You know, now I'm in my bedroom in my Marks and Spencer Primer pajama, 15 pound food sets. I'm on my own floor, you know. Certain man have Balenciaga UGG boot sleeper, 7 million pound jean with all kind of grips on it. It's just, do your thing. If you like that, then that's you. I'm just saying, be original.